You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a windy tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give you information, asking for no good blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good Sunday evening, everybody, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and flying co-pilot with me this evening, our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso. I'm coming to you from the desert outside Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah, I'm a rural American, so when the proverbial poop hits the fan, I'll be kind of away from a lot of it, I hope. And Annie is out on her farm outside of Nashville, so you're talking to a couple of rural people. Well, this is our maiden voyage here at our new home on the Priority Radio Network, and we're broadcasting to you live on satellite, and we are really pleased to be with you in our new home. And so, you know, if they say about the Peter Principle, so let's hope that doesn't happen tonight. Everything runs smoothly. We're in very secure hands with the owner of our provider, Todd Waite, who's also doubling as our board op. But talk about specialized service, and we really appreciate that. Let me give you a couple of numbers. One's for future reference, and one will be for reference a little later in the show. The listen line number, the listen live number, is 832-999-1763. That's 832-999-1763. So you can catch us on the phone. If you have to walk away or you have to go to the corner store to get something late at night, you just, hey, just tune us right in there on the phone and we'll be there. And to call in and leave your comment, ask a question, the number is 888-420-9890. That's 888-420-9890. So you want to mark those numbers down. Annie and I have been together for 6 years, over 6 years actually, and we have found a new home, and we're so excited because we kind of got locked into one genre and we don't want to get stuck there. We're going to do a whole variety of shows as we unfold our show here on the new network over the next several months. Yes, we're still going to do the government has some bad guys working in it, and they're out to get us, and you're going to really hear about that tonight. But you're also going to hear a lot of empowering stuff, you know, things about how to work on personal issues, problems, how to improve your self-esteem, what you should be looking for in your child's teacher. We're going to try to bring you a variety of things that we think are going to enhance the personal growth of yourself and your family while we continue to be the watchmen on the wall. So let me bring in Annie real quick. And Annie, here we are. We've moved. The moving van is unpacked. And we're ready. No worse for the wear.
Well, we have certainly settled in, off to a good start here. Everything's sounding good. And I'm excited, Dave. I can tell you are, too. I can tell by your voice.
Oh, yes. I'm very excited. It's such a freeing experience to have total control over your program content, and whether we soar to great heights or we stay mired in obscurity, you know, we have control over our destiny, and that's really all anyone could ever ask for. We have a very, very interesting show, and I use the word interesting in quotes because there is nothing so horrific as the mother, having a mother lose a child, whether it be through death or whether it be through kidnapping. And sometimes this kidnapping is state-sanctioned kidnapping, and it's done without cause. In fact, when Annie and I were broadcasting on another network, we had on a Virginia CPS former agent, and she said, when we go out to homes, our job is to take the kid no matter what we find. And Annie, correct me if I'm wrong on this, and she said about 90% of the cases that they went to where they removed a child from the home, she didn't think the extraction was warranted. Is that your memory of what we did covered on that show?
Oh, that's very true. And she said one night they were all out together and they had gone to a club and everybody was clapping and high-fiving each other. Boy, we got that kid, didn't they? They were just really proud of it. And she was on that visit out to the home and she was very upset because she knew, she felt in her own heart that child should have not been taken. And they were celebrating it being taken.
Well, the good ones have to walk away. And she was one of the good ones. Unfortunately, there's a lot of them out there who get off on the power trip. We know the federal government reimburses CPS whenever they come and get a kid, so they are money motivated. They are not justice or safety oriented whatsoever. And you're going to hear about three cases tonight. Two of them are ongoing cases. And if we have any ounce of humanity inside of our soul, this is going to make your blood boil, what you're going to hear tonight. You're going to hear things about child sex trafficking, sexual assault. You're going to hear about corrupt judges, possibly murdered reporters, with our three guests tonight. Our three guests are Michelle Ryder, who we'll go to in just a moment. Ruby Dillon will join us in the second hour. And in the third hour, someone who I've been working with for some time, who's actually had a favorable outcome in her case, Monica Wesolowski. So we have a show that we wanted to start off on our new network with a show that shows the purpose of what we try to do here. We try to make a difference on the Common Sense Show, and I don't want to sound too melodramatic, but when we see injustice, we try to right it. And you're going to hear a lot of shows like this, not necessarily on this topic, but shows where there's complete injustice, government abuse, corporate abuse, and we try to come to the rescue as best we can. And we've had a fair amount of success in doing this, and it hasn't come without a price. And sometime as we unfold tonight, I'll talk about some of the things that we've had to go through as a result of being the watchman on the wall, because this does not come without a price to the people who call attention. Well, anyway, we've only got a couple of minutes before the break, but let's still bring up Michelle Ryder. Her case is tragic. It involves her 17-year-old son, Isaiah, who's got a whole host of medical complications. You would never know, as Mom says, by looking at him because he's such a handsome young man. And Michelle, like our other guests tonight, have just been devastated by the unconscionable acts of local government, particularly CPS and the corrupt court system. Michelle, we want to thank you for joining us, and we're going to unfold this as we go, but I know it's getting late back where you're at, so thanks for joining us on this Sunday evening.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Well, your son, and we can probably squeeze this in about the minute and a half we have to go to break, but your son has a whole host of medical conditions. Can you just kind of give us a general overview of what he is facing medically and what you've had to go through as a mom?
Yes, sure. Isaiah, he was a very healthy, active, child up until the age of six. So he, at age six, he fractured his leg while he was at daycare, and that fracture basically never really healed. So for years, we were in and out of the hospital surgery after surgery, trying to heal this fracture on his leg. He had probably about a surgery a year. He had a condition they call pseudoarthrosis, where it didn't heal. And many procedures, bone grafts. He was also diagnosed with neurofibromatosis, which is a genetic disorder that causes tumors to grow on the nerve. He also has kidney disease, and he's had a really difficult time health-wise.
It sounds very tragic. We're going to step away for our first break, Michelle. When we come back, we're going to come back, and we're going to have you talk about how you tried to get him treatment and how the government, the doctors, just couldn't be following up on. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in just a few moments. Ooh.
Real people, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was okay. So thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
And found Carnivora. Something really wonderful was happening. I had to show my family. I mean, I've never seen anything like this.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel. And knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International here. Wake up your immune system and that of your loved ones to protect yourselves against harmful invaders. Used successfully by President Reagan in 1985 when he had it sent to the White House. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's Carnivora.com or dial 1-866-VENUS-FLY and start protecting yourself today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95 and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Break. This is Dave Hodges, your host. Andy DeRiso, our news director, is flying co-pilot with me because she can. She'll be bringing us a news segment a little bit later in the show. In the second hour, we'll be joined by Ruby Dillon. Third hour, Monica Wesolowski. We're currently joined by Michelle Ryder, whose son, Isaiah, has a whole host of medical conditions. He's highly intelligent, very active kid, but he just got medical needs that need to be taken care of. So, Michelle, let's try to move this along on the preliminary as quickly as we can. You live in Missouri, and you had to take him to Illinois for medical treatment, correct?
Yes, that is correct. We live in Kansas City, Missouri. Isaiah also, he had to have his leg after about 10 years of all of the surgeries to try to save his leg. He ended up having to have a partial amputation of his leg in August of 2012. So we consistently sought medical care at the same hospital in Kansas City. They told Isaiah that this surgery was going to be the answer. You know, I think over the years, after with all the surgeries, both Isaiah and I were looking for the answer so he could have his life back and be normal. He wanted to be able to run again. I remember him telling the doctors he hadn't been able to do that since he was 6 years old and didn't even really know what that looked like anymore. So he had his leg amputated, And what we thought was going to be just a few days ended up a month in the hospital, having to be transferred to another hospital. He developed complications. And to this day, we are still dealing with these intermittent crises that first started within 24 hours of the amputation. So I guess fast forward a little bit, we ended up going to Chicago for specialized medical care because after the 10 years in Kansas City, and he now has this complication after he had the amputation, we realized that there's not a specialist in Kansas City that really deals specifically with neurofibromatosis. So that is how we ended up in Chicago. Isaiah had some tumors on his amputated leg and on his spine that were causing him pain and needed to have those removed. So we found a specialist in Chicago, and we ended up going to Ann and Robert H. Lurie Hospital, Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago. Isaiah had his surgery on March 31st, and during the surgery, under general anesthesia, these involuntary movements were triggered. So his legs started moving while he was still asleep. It continued after the surgery, and it continued to get worse. Despite different things that they were trying to do, they weren't able to manage the pain, and they weren't able to stop the movements. Therefore, he had to be admitted to the ICU for pain management. When it was evident that they were not able to manage his pain and he was not getting better, I started requesting a transfer as his mother to another hospital. And that is when all of the problems started. Are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
Sorry. So sorry. So basically, I went through the proper steps as far as, asking for a transfer. I asked to, the hospital appeared as though they were going along with the transfer. They appeared as though they were reaching out to other hospitals, but each time something would happen, or they would tell me that they were waiting on the bed, or we weren't getting the full story. So 2 weeks into the hospital stay, and my son was in the ICU, I started demanding a transfer. We're talking about he was in pain, his leg was convulsing for hours, and then now days and weeks, and my son was suffering.
Well, what did they say? When you went to the doctors, Michelle, and you said, hey, look, he's not getting better here. Maybe someone else would do a little better. Why would they object to that? Why did they have a problem with you wanting to move him?
Well, yeah, we were still in the ICU. I don't really know why they didn't want to transfer him, but it was very evident that they didn't. They felt like they wanted to keep him there. They would say things like, well, we're not sure if anyone else can do anything differently. And I even,
That's a cop-out, Michelle. That's an absolute cop-out for a doctor to say that. Let me tell you what I found in cases like yours. There's a case like this here in Phoenix. Or I know Justina Peltier, there's a lot of suspicion on her situation. Do you think that they were doing anything medically to your son, any kind of experiments that you didn't authorize? Do you think there was anything going on like that?
Well, I cannot say for certain, but I can tell you that there was a specific study that was going on at Ann and Robert H. Lurie Hospital specific to my son's diagnosis, neurofibromatosis type 1. The criteria was at least a 16-year-old male with plexiform neurofibromas. Now, this can all be looked up on the NIH.gov website. The doctor, there were two doctors at Lurie's hospitals that were in charge of this study. The main doctor that was on his case was the main doctor on the study. At one point in the past 9 months, that information was put up on a web page that we have, the advocates are running for Isaiah. And the study was suddenly changed to another hospital, and it even says location changed. And then those doctors at Lurie's hospitals remained
well, that
on the study.
That doesn't mean, Michelle, he couldn't be in the study. And I think you just struck gold here. Let me tell you what I think was going on with your son. Just based on the fact that the study was moved tells me that if he was in something, he was not in the experimental group, so they weren't physically doing anything to him. But they could have been giving him placebos because he's in the control group for a study. Now, by the way, for him, in the state of Illinois, 17 years old is a minor. I looked this up today. I know it's not in Missouri. You're considered to be an adult. But they would have needed your specific and express permission to even have him in a controlled group study. Have your lawyers looked into trying to subpoena the medical records to see if there was any funny business going on, and that's why they wanted to hang on to him and not let you release him?
Well, there is concern about the fact that he had complications that started under general anesthesia in the surgery, and then they would not transfer him to another hospital. I mean, that there is concern about that.
I'm concerned about it. I'm highly concerned. This just doesn't add up. And the fact that you wanted to get a second opinion or move him and they fight you on this, you know, we're going to have to explore this when we come back. But I'm telling you, Michelle, the red flags went up. I've taught research at the graduate level, and I'm telling you right now, my suspicion and where your lawyer should look is that he was part of the control group, part of the study. Anyway, we come back. We're going to continue our analysis of this outrage, and it's going to go from bad to worse.
The benefits of drinking all-natural Life Change tea. The unique blend of 8 herbs helps detoxify your body so you can live a healthier life. Numerous testimonies have been given about the benefits of drinking Life Change tea. So are you drinking Life Change tea? Interested? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Many are so impressed with our product, they order a year's supply. And why not? When they do, they receive 2 months free. That's a $70 savings. The body is meant to heal itself. Sometimes the body just needs a little help. Get the tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This is not an ordinary green tea, and it's not available in stores. This tea helps with digestive problems, acid reflux, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and as talk show host Jerry Doyle says, it'll make you as regular as a baby bird. Enjoy your life. Get Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Celeni has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Celeni's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500. 3500.
When you think of getting old, what comes to your mind? Spending the last years of your life in a nursing home? Staring out a window? Medicated to keep you docile? Not able to recognize your own kids? Suffering with some dreaded disease until you die all alone? Well, think again. One of the premier doctors in the world, Dr. James Forsythe, wrote the book, Anti-Aging Cures, Life-Changing Secrets to Reverse the Effects of Aging, your key to the real fountain of youth. And Suzanne Summers, the perpetual face of eternal youth, wrote the foreword. As mentioned in the book, Royal Velvet is the most cost-effective, easiest, and complete way to reverse the effects of aging. It's true. So, do you want glowing skin, less wrinkles, thicker hair, less gray hair, your hormones balanced, improved memory, a toned physique, greater energy, less pain and stiffness, as well as benefits too numerous to name? Go to RoyalVelvetNow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and within a couple of days, you can be on the path to youthful living. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
What makes noise? Is it ringing in my ear? What makes noise? And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore. This is The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. This is Dave Hodges. You are listening to The Common Sense Show at our new home, and we are really pleased to be here. And let me give you a couple of numbers again. The call-in line is 888-420-9890. That's 888-420-9890. And if you want to ever listen by phone, that number is 832-999-1763. Our special guest for the balance of this hour is Michelle Ryder. And her son, Isaiah, as you can hear, was in the hospital. And I'll just tell you, knowing how research works, I have my suspicions on what she has said. And she tried to extricate her son from what she thought was a bad medical situation. She wanted a second opinion. She wanted to see if someone else could maybe have better progress, make better progress with her son. So, Michelle, when you tried to take Isaiah out of the hospital, I'm sure you said, hey, no offense, but I think we can do better. What did they do?
I actually said almost just those words. I said, you know, I understand that you guys are invested into trying to help him, but he's not getting better. He's in the ICU. You've done two failed procedures where they weren't able to get him numb on the correct side of his body that was moving, his limb that was moving and causing him pain. And I said, please allow my son to have another set of hands and another set of eyes. He deserves that. And they acted as though they were doing a transfer. However, that's not what they were doing. Surgery was on March the 31st and April the 15th. I had actually left to go back to the Ronald McDonald House where I was staying, and I had a social worker that met me at the front of the hospital and told me that she had a couple people that wanted to meet with me. Now, the evening before, I had called an ethics committee meeting. I had also had a meeting with the hospital administrator over my concern that we were 2 weeks into the hospital stay and my son was still in the ICU and was not transferred. So I followed the social worker back into this unfamiliar area where I was met by a doctor I had never met, never seen, had never seen my son, a social worker who I'd never met, never seen my son. And they took me into this room and they told me that, I guess just to kind of back up a little bit, I had had a sudden death and my brother had suddenly passed away back in Kansas City. So my parents who were with me had to leave. That was 3 days prior on the 12th. So I was now by myself. I didn't have my family support and, they told me that they were sorry. I'll never forget it, you know, just how heartless. We're so sorry to hear about your brother and we're taking your son. Those were the words that they said to me.
Wow. And what did they say, the justification, and they mean transfer of custody, what did they mean they were taking son? Take him to what?
They told me that they were taking him for 48 hours for medical child abuse. I was shocked.
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But they're telling you at this point, he's in intensive care.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Right? He's in intensive care. I want to make sure I got this straight. You want to transfer him to get what you think might be better care, and they accuse you of medical child abuse?
Correct. I've been in health care.
Michelle, how do you abuse a child that's under the care of doctors?
Right. Exactly. That's a good question, and that's a question that I have as well. And
I mean, did you sneak in and steal hands? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right.
Wow.
I asked them those words. I've been a nurse for 16 years. I've been in healthcare. I've taken care of my son. I've been entrusted to take care of many people, and not one time in 16 years have I ever been accused of any sort of abuse ever. And so when I asked what medical child abuse was, because I'd never heard of such a thing, and it was clear to me that they really didn't know what it was either because they told me to look it up. They told me to Google it, to look it up, that there were some small write-ups.
Oh, wait a minute.
I will
we're
tell
stealing,
you.
Stealing your kid. We're stealing your kid from you. We've got a name for it, but we can't even tell you what it means. Is that what I'm hearing here?
Right. Yes, and, you know, you mentioned Justina Pelletier. There is several other cases, but I've talked with that family, and I do have to tell you that the same hospital that took their daughter, Boston Children's, had previously treated my son after his amputation. So that was one of the hospitals that I reached out to. They were in communication with Lurie's. They were having communication with Lurie's and myself. So the same hospital that took Justina Pelletier, believe it or not, the way that they took our children are very similar, almost as if they had gone to a class or something, or possibly had a conference call, which I know that they did the day before. So it's very odd. They were communicating with me because, in reality, my son was transferred there after his amputation, and he was good for a year. So they had done a procedure that, I mean, he was good for a year until September of 2013. So, you know, I didn't know everything about Justina's family. I'd never heard of anything like this. In fact, if I would have heard my same story 10 months ago, I would have said, what did the mother do wrong? Doctors just don't take children. And I would have been very skeptical because I had no idea that anything like this was happening. I feel like, you know, a film almost has been removed from my eyes. And I know that many people are in the same position that I was. And it's hard to accept this because if we accept that this is happening, then we accept the fact that our children are not safe, we're not safe, and then we may have to do something. And a lot of people don't want to do anything. They don't want to get involved. They don't want to believe this is happening. They want to look for other reasons. You know, I do believe that people should seek truth and seek facts because I can't speak for every situation. But I can tell you, there is not more to the story. You know, my son, who has a voice, but he's being silenced. He's being kept away from the court. He's been denied his right to testify. He's been denied his right to his own private counsel. He has a guardian ad litem, which is usually for mentally incompetent people or younger children. He has had his rights violated left and right. And, you know, there is some, he's made some videos where he's, you know, pleaded on social media. He has talked with a couple journalists, and, you know, he's trying to get his voice heard, but they don't want, the court doesn't want anyone to hear his voice because his voice does not match up with their made-up theory. Whatever their motives are, you know, what they have done is just unbelievable. And the things that we keep learning about and the fact that they can just take a child from a parent who is simply seeking another opinion is just, it's unbelievable. In fact, just recently, Ken Wilson, who is one of the Missouri state representatives, has filed a bill in Missouri. You can find it on the Missouri.gov website, and it is called Isaiah's Law. My son is still in custody of Illinois. A resident of the state of Missouri is in custody of Illinois, so Illinois is receiving federal funding for a child that was never their resident, never had any ties.
Yeah, Michelle, let's make this right here. The social services, the CPS, the DFS, Department of Family Services, they get federal reimbursement, and your son is worth dollars to him, and that's why they're not letting go of him. Hey, we're going to hear this all night long tonight. We have Monica Wesolowski on in the third hour. She's going to talk about how the same thing was happening with her son. So your son represents a cash cow to them, and they're not going to let their hooks out of him. Now, your son is 17. He'll be 18 this year, and we're going to go to break here in just a second. But they've said they're going to keep him until he's how old?
Well, in the state of Illinois, they can keep him until he's 21. And he's considered medically fragile.
Yeah, we got to step away. This is unreal. 21 years of age, we own you. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with more of this outrage after a word from our sponsors.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way. The Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back. Sounds like the American way needs a lot of defending. Let me just remind everybody that our website that we operate off as our home base is thecommonsenseshow.com. Again, that's thecommonsenseshow.com. And we've got a couple thousand articles up there, and we try to keep everybody up to date on the latest that's going on. Our special guest for the moment is Michelle Ryder. She'll be with us up until the end of the hour. We're in the last segment for that hour. So, Michelle, we've only got about 6 minutes left, so let me move to the high points here as if this wasn't bad enough. So at one point, Isaiah got to come back to your home in Missouri. But he didn't stay there. Talk about how he got reclaimed by Chicago, or Illinois, I should say, the state of Illinois, and how he ended up back in their custody again. Talk about that process.
Yes, that was just recently. Isaiah had actually spent 5.5 months in foster care. He was discharged from the hospital, from the ICU, into foster care on the south side of Chicago. A lot of people that are familiar with Chicago, I mean, that's the first thing you're warned about when you get into a taxi cab is not to go to the south side. He was placed in an area called Dalton, Illinois. 97% of all cities in the United States, statistically speaking, are safer than where they placed my son in the name of protection. My son was placed in harm's way in the name of protection. Also, I do want to mention that we are Native American registered card carrying, and there's supposed to be extra protections that are in place to protect us called ICWA, the Indian Child Welfare Act.
Right.
And there's many violations that are going on with that. That's a federal law, and it's not being followed. There's also another UCCJEA, which says that they're only able to take emergency temporary custody. Well, we are now 9 months. My son, I've been traveling back and forth about 550 miles from Kansas City to Chicago. My son was released not to come back home to me, although the state of Missouri did a home study. They did a thorough process, interview process, background check, and reported back to Illinois and said that he should come home with me. They gave them a report of that. They first stated, we have never had any issues. We don't have anything on this family. They followed that statement up with the home study. And instead of Illinois sending them home with me, as recommended by our own home state, they sent him home with family because he was still considered in foster care. So my son came back in September, the end of September, and November, he was doing well for a while. He was wrestling at school. He ended up having an injury, and he ended up back in a medical crisis, and he ended up back in the hospital. And he was having the pain and uncontrolled leg seizures.
Let's go to the part where they took him back to Illinois, okay?
Yes. So while he was in the hospital, he was having problems in the hospital, and there was one hospital that was saying that they could help him, and that was a children's hospital in Cincinnati. Illinois did not, they blocked that. He's not able to get even proper medical care right now, and they took him back to Chicago on a 9-10 hour ambulance drive against his will. They took him off Missouri soil where he's considered an adult. They medicated him heavily, and he actually made videos prior to leaving stating that he didn't want to go. Now, one of the reasons he didn't want to go was because of things that happened to him while he was in foster care in Illinois. There was multiple incidents that occurred. Starting in July, he was assaulted. And the grown foster daughter had come over and threatened him, threatened to break his neck, throw him down the stairs, and actually grabbed him. She put her hands on him as he was trying to get away for safety. Myself and family were actually on the phone with him at the time when that happened, and we reported that to the police as well as the state. So there was documentation of that. There was also reports that Isaiah had given us at the beginning of August that left us very concerned for his safety. Therefore, there was an emergency motion that was filed regarding Isaiah's safety. The judge, the guardian ad litem, and the social worker and the state's attorney made light of that. And, in fact, there was a statement that was made in court, and it was by my attorney, and he said, if nothing bad happens to Isaiah, then perhaps this is useless. But if something bad does happen to Isaiah, there were a lot of words said in this courtroom today. And it wasn't even a week later. Isaiah just recently disclosed while he was in the hospital in Kansas City that, this is the first time that I've ever, publicly talked about this, but he was sexually assaulted. He was raped and sodomized at gunpoint with a gun to his head while he was in foster care in Dalton, Illinois.
Yeah.
He disclosed that to his guardian ad litem, his caseworker, and when he went back to Chicago just recently on December 5th, he actually was experiencing post-traumatic stress events because he was brought back to the area of crime where crime was committed against him. This is all well documented. To this date, there has been no report, no investigation. There was no medical workup, and all of the people involved are aware of what's going on. This has not been brought up in court, and it is well documented, the situation that has happened.
Was there a police report?
There has, to my knowledge, to this date, there has been no reports or anything filed. Isaiah just recently disclose the information while he was in the hospital. When one of the state, an inside source, someone who works for the state, was speaking with me on the telephone about a week and a half ago, and she said to me she was trying to figure out, she said she still had not gotten a clear answer as to how he got back in Chicago. She wanted to know why, because she said it was very obvious that he was experiencing post-traumatic issues because of what happened to him. They were going to have a meeting, and they were going to report it to the police, but we have not heard anything. And I do know
to bypass the system. I'd recommend you and your attorney report it to the police. And right. I'm going to get something up. I'm going to get a story up on this on my website, because that will get some attention. You know, we get about 800,000 hits a month, and it's time we put some heat on this. Michelle, what I need from you to follow through, because we're almost out of time, is I want the names of the people who are the perpetrators in this. And that means doctors, social workers, hopefully what their role was. And I'll make sure I include that in what I'm going to write up, because it's time to really turn the heat up and put the light of day on the scumbags. You have a Facebook page, so before we have to let you go, tell us how people can follow the progress of Isaiah's case on Facebook.
Yes, we have a Facebook page on Team Isaiah. There's also a web page at teamisaiah.com. It's teamisaiah.com.
Okay.
And then on Facebook, it is Team ISAIAH.
All right. Could you say them both again quickly?
Yes. On Facebook, it's Team Isaiah, ISAIAH. And then there is a web page, Team Isaiah, all one word, ISAIAH.com.
Okay. Michelle, our hearts go out to you, and our prayers are with you. And Isaiah, we're going to continue to follow this case. We are out of time, so we've got to scoot. But thanks so much for joining us, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. We'll be back in hour number two with Ruby Dillon, and we're going to go from bad to worse.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is the Global Star Radio Network.